January 13th. James Joyce makes some chamber music. On this day in 1941, the author James Joyce died in Zurich, regularly considered one of the most influential writers of the 20th century. Joyce grew up in Dublin in a family damaged by his father's drinking. He was a brilliant student, although feckless with money and a heavy drinker himself. He went to live in Europe with his longtime girlfriend Nora Barnacle, mostly in Trieste, Zurich, and then Paris, where over a number of years he wrote his great work Ulysses. Joyce was also an accomplished pianist and guitar player, as well as a poet of merit. He was sometimes a diffident man for all his scholarship, and described himself to Carl Jung as a man of small virtue, inclined to extravagance and alcoholism. I kind of relate to that myself. His first short poems were published under the title Chamber Music, which he joked was the sound of urine hitting a chamber pot. Here is an example. Who goes amid the green wood, with springtide all adorning her? Who goes amid the merry green wood, to make it merrier? Who passes in the sunlight, by ways that know the light footfall? Who passes in the sweet sunlight, with mien so virginal? The ways of all the woodland gleam with a soft and golden fire. For whom does all the sunny woodland carry so brave attire? Oh, it is for my true love, the woods their rich apparel wear. Oh, it is for my own true love, that is so young and fair. Today I give thanks for my health, and ask that I be kept free from the scourge of alcoholism.